Welcome to CU Today, the official podcast of Cameron University, hosted by President Dr. Shane Hunt. Each month, we bring you the Aggie Experience, featuring conversations with students, faculty, and staff about the exciting themes happening right here on campus. CU Today airs the last Monday night of every month at 6:30 on KCCU Public Radio. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit kccu.org for more information. Now, here's your host, Dr. Shane Hunt.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the CU Today radio show. I'm Shane Hunt, president of Cameron University, and I am thrilled to welcome today Cameron University alum and Lone Star Conference golf championship coach, Tyler Kamen, to the program. Tyler, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Tyler, as we're going to talk more about it. We've had such an amazing month for our golf program, and we're going to get to that, but Tyler, one of the things that was really unique at our graduation this month, I got to watch you get hooded as you completed your master's degree here at Cameron as an alum. But let's go back. You have your undergraduate degree from Cameron as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What brought you originally to Cameron University?
I was born and raised in Fredericksburg, Texas, which is a small town in the hill country. And I loved playing golf. I was a multiple sport athlete growing up, but golf was what we really thought we could, you know, play collegiately.
Right.
'Cause I grew up in a family where it was like you play sports in college and that helps pay for your education, or you don't get one in general. Just because that's how my dad was brought up. That's how my mom was brought up. My dad played basketball at Shriner University.
Yep.
And is in the Hall of Fame there. And then my mom was a triple jumper at Angelo State.
Wow.
Back in the day. And I believe she still has some records there. And she only jumped for a year. She made it all the way to Nationals as a freshman. She's an incredible woman. Back to the golf. I played in high school. I had no offers coming out of high school. Played golf one day with my dad, and he introduced me to one of his friends who came around once at a blue moon. Well, so I play really well. He's like, hey, Tim, let me make a call to my old coach. And mind you, this is about 2 weeks before school starts.
Oh,
and
wow.
So yeah, right down to the wire. And I was originally going to go to Sam Houston State and be in their PGA program, which you basically get a PGA certification combined with a business degree.
Yep.
Then I go on a visit to Tyler Junior College, mm-hmm. and I didn't really play that well, and I just thanked the coach for giving me an opportunity. Well, he's like, you know, I don't have any money for you, but I have a spot. So I played at Tyler Junior College for my first 2 years, was an All-American my first year, and had a phenomenal experience there. But then, so I get a call from one of my junior college's coaches, hunting buddies.
Okay.
And he is the coach at Cameron University. He was only here for a short time. He's only here for a year. And he's like, hey, let me get you on a visit. Let's come up. And I said, okay. So me being my father's son, he hates taking toll roads. So we take the back way up to Lawton, Oklahoma, which turns about a 4-hour drive into about a 6.5-hour drive.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going. We're like, we're going through the middle of nowhere. We don't know where we're at. So we finally get to Lawton, and when we get on campus, I can't see the campus because it's foggy, it's raining, and I had no idea what it was. And I mean, it couldn't have been worse weather for a visit. We're under umbrellas. He's showing me around the campus, and everything looks really nice. Showed me the MCC, showed me the village, showed me the dorms, everything. And from what I could see, I'm like, okay, this is a really nice campus. Wish I could have seen it in the sunlight, but I meet the team, I meet the players, and I was a little bit taken back just because I was like, this isn't quite what I expected a Division II program to be, but I saw it as an opportunity that I can maybe turn this place around in some way, shape, or form. And that is when the coach David Johnson offered me a position on the team, offered me a scholarship, and I said, you know, give me a little bit of time to think about it and everything. And as time passed, he then sent me updated pictures of the campus and all the golf course facilities that we had, and I knew that this was a place that I could grow and develop as a player. And so that's kind of how I ended up at Cameron.
And your undergraduate
University.
Major, were you a business major as an undergrad?
Yes. So I was a business administration major with a concentration in marketing, because I don't think we had a specialized degree in marketing. And I love marketing. One of my favorite professors, Stephen Brommer, he
amazing
did
guy.
A heck of a job. And I I love marketing.
It's an amazing, well, as I've told people, I'm marketing major. Both of my kids are marketing majors. So obviously there's some bias on this show today supporting marketing. So you come play golf. You have a successful career as a player. How did you decide that you wanted to get into coaching? Was that always something you knew? Was that something? How did that happen?
So I grew up, my dad was always my coach in everything, whether it was soccer, baseball, basketball, golf, and his dad was also a coach. So we have a kind of a lineage of Coach Caymans in the family.
Absolutely.
And I realized that, so right out of college, I got a job in sales, and it was a job where I could, like, I thought I could help people, because that's what I truly believe we're called to do on this earth, is to help others improve. And that, in turn, helps us improve as well. Well, so it turns out that I couldn't help the people that wanted my help, and I was giving my help to people who didn't want it. I was just like, this is not the profession for me. If a coaching opportunity would open up, that would be wonderful. I was very unfamiliar with how to even get into it. So after I quit my job that I was doing for about 6 months, I talked to the head coach, Austin Phillips at the time, who was my who was the coach I finished my career with. And I said, hey, listen, like, if I raise enough money, can I be a traveling volunteer assistant coach? And he said, yeah, of course. So I go around and I market myself to help raise some money. And I scrape together close to about $1,000 from, you know, people in the community, my friends, family, supporters. $1,000 wasn't much, but he was just like, listen, this kid worked hard for it, so I'm going to let him be a traveling volunteer assistant. While I was doing that, I had a part-time gig at Dick's Sporting Goods in the golf department, where I was still in the golf industry. I was a professional club fitter, club repair person, and got to meet a lot of important people in the community through that job, just because of, you know, a lot of golfers.
Yeah, different people play golf, absolutely.
So I knew coaching was always something I wanted to do, but like I said, I didn't know quite how to get my foot in the door, so I thought being a volunteer assistant was a very good opportunity. Well, so then you fast forward after, you know, the season concludes, and we got to the regional tournament again that year, but then fell a little bit short. I get a call from my dad, and he's like, hey, my assistant's retiring. You should come be my assistant basketball coach. And I said, I would love to do that. I think it'd be cool to work with you. So I'm trying to study for this teacher certification test that, I'm going to be honest with you, I think I failed twice. And I was getting ready to take it a third time when I got a call from Austin Phillips saying, hey, I'm moving on to a Division I job. I think you should apply for the Cameron job. So I was like, yes, I 100% will do that. And a lot of the people on the panel that were interviewing me was people I had knew, just because I was also brought up and taught, like, you introduce yourself to people, make yourself known, so that way, you know, if something happens, that they know who you are or they remember you. And so all the coaches on the panel, the athletic director, everything, they knew me personally because I'd always introduced myself to them and checked in with them. You know, lo and behold, they thought someone who had no coaching experience, someone who only knew what it was like to be a player, they took a chance on me. And that's something I'm very, very grateful for.
Well, we are very, very grateful, Tyler. It's us at Cameron, the lucky ones. And Tyler was like the first coach that I met, because my first day as president, June 30th, I was just wandering around to different buildings, because I had not, similar when I'd come on my visit, I'd been into some of the buildings, but I hadn't been into all of them. So I wandered into Shepler, I wandered into the offices where the athletic department is, and the first office that I see is Tyler. So we had a talk about scholarship equivalencies in men's and women's golf, and I learned a lot that day, and just your positive, enthusiastic outlook is so great for Cameron, it's so great for our golfers. Now, this has been a particularly special year in golf, because for the first time in 4 years in any Cameron sport, but for the first time in 10 years in a men's sport, we won the Lone Star Conference Championship this year. So one of my favorite days of text messages was a few weeks ago when this happened. So Tyler, talk a little bit about going down and the Lone Star Conference. You know, I think most people would say the best Division II conference in the NCAA. Talk about going down and the story of how you all won the 2026 Lone Star Conference Championship.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it all stems back from whenever we got back after the fall semester, where we started the season very strong, but then kind of limped to the finish line at the end. You know, we had a very serious conversation about what we want to achieve, how we want to achieve it. This is going to sound kind of funny, but I like to make this known to my players. I said, guys, listen, I am probably the biggest loser you will ever meet. And they were just like, whoa, what do you mean by that, coach? And I said, listen, in my 4 years playing high school golf, we were favored to win the state championship, and we were told, like, we should do this 4 years straight. We never won a state championship. We finished second twice, and I think fourth, and then fifth 1 year. And then we get to junior college, and we were predicted, we were favorites to contend and win a national title there, and never did in my 2 years. And then we had goals to get back to a national championship and competing for national championships whenever I played at Cameron. It started with just getting back to regionals, and then once we did that, we wanted to try and get to nationals. And then we never really gave ourselves the best opportunity to get there. I tell them, listen, like, I don't want you to have to go through the failure and that feeling that I went through, so I'm going to make sure that I give you the best possible chance to succeed. And it's not like I wasn't doing that already, but there was just a greater sense of urgency. You've met the guys.
We great have group, an, of guys. An awesome exceptional, group of guys.
Exceptional group of
had
young
had two men. Of them in class, just great student athletes.
And so I wanted to make sure that they never felt that kind of pain and that disappointment. One of the things that I took from those failures in high school and junior college and even at Cameron was we were so focused on the goal, we were never really focused on the process. So then we do a complete 180, we change our mindset to we're gonna do what we have to do what we need to then give ourselves the best possible chance to succeed. Because, and I tell this to the guys, we don't do this with the expectation to win. We do this to give ourselves the best opportunity to win. We should never expect to win. Our goal was we're going to make match play. And
top four teams make match play.
Yes.
So they play three rounds of stroke play. Mm-hmm. Top four teams in Lone Star make match play.
Yes.
So we make that.
Yes, yes. And so we made match play. And I was telling the guys, I said, listen, you have an opportunity to make Cameron University history. And they were like, well, what do you mean? We've made match play before. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But we've never won a match in Cameron golf history as long as this has been in the Lone Star Conference. They were just like, okay, like, let's go do it. And we had a very tough matchup against West Texas A&M. I mean, I knew if we could get past them, we had a real chance. And then, so it was hard-fought battle all the way to the very end. I mean, I was so proud of the way the guys competed. And then we faced UT Tyler in the finals, and I'm thinking, okay, like, this is a very favorable matchup for us. They're a very young team. They have a great coach. I love Mike McMahon.
Yep.
But they have a very young team. They probably aren't as prepared for this as we are, because I like to think that we over-prepared for a moment like this. And so, you know, I don't think we were never leading any of our matches for the entire match play event until the final six holes,
wow,
I believe. And so we were able to, it came down to the last hole. Rory had like a 15-footer, and I was like, listen, just have perfect speed, give yourself a chance for it to go, and if it doesn't, we're fine. And so he hits it, perfect speed, just slips out on the high side. He has a foot left, and then the UT Tyler kid has about a 15-footer. And I mean, I'm listening to them talk about this putt, and I'm like, oh, that's a really good read. That's a very good line. Let's see if he can match the speed. Well, he ends up hitting it a little too firm. We tap in for par. They make par, and we end up winning the Lone Star Conference Championship.
Wow. Tyler, I can't tell you how proud we are. I've told you the story. I told our athletic director, Lou Izzy, the story. I had come in. I'd been outside with my wife, and we'd walked somewhere in the neighborhood, and we came back, and I turned my phone over to get the news, and I was literally jumping around in my kitchen. I was so excited. And Tyler, we are just so proud of you. We are so thankful for the great job that you're doing. We're so thankful for the positive impact that you're having on our golfers. Again, to see two of our golfers who graduated this month, who I had personally in a class that I taught this spring, just great student athletes, right? We're thrilled about winning championships. but we're more thrilled about the opportunities that you're providing them for their future. So from all of us, Tyler, congratulations to you on your master's degree here at Cameron, and congratulations on winning the 2026 Lone Star Conference Men's Golf Championship.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, Tyler, we got great things ahead, and we're looking forward. We'll welcome everybody back in just a second with our next guest, Dr. Crystal Brew. Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of the CU Today radio show. I'm Shane Hunt, president of Cameron University, and I am thrilled today to be joined by my friend, colleague, amazing management professor, and dean of the College of Graduate and Professional Studies, Dr. Crystal Brew. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Crystal, we are thrilled. So many exciting things going on in your college and your programs. And we are so thankful for your leadership and the positive impact that you have on every aspect of campus. And before we talk about some of the exciting things that are going on now in the college and different programs, I always like to start with our faculty and staff guests and just say, what was the road that led you to being part of the Cameron University family?
Well, I will say that I never thought I would ever be an academic dean. That was not on my radar whatsoever. Similar to you, I am a first-generation college student, and so I went to school not knowing anything about advisement, enrollment, getting your pen, or anything like that. When I went to school, I had some amazing faculty members that filled me up with a lot of encouragement, mentorship, and I enjoyed it so much, I just continued to go to school. I moved to Lawton, Oklahoma when my husband got a job here, and I reached out to a faculty member at the time, Tony Allison. He was in the communication department and said, do you need an adjunct? And he hired me, and I started adjuncting for Cameron. And I loved the time being on campus. I worked for a government contractor out at Fort Sill, but I loved being with students. An opportunity came open for me to work on my terminal degree, and I completed that almost immediately. Among completing that, a full-time position opened up, and I took a big leap and came over to the academic side. So that's how I ended up here.
And Crystal, before you became dean, you led the McMahon School of Business. And talk a little bit. So one thing I have to brag about Crystal is, Crystal last year was awarded as being the top human resource management educator in the state of Oklahoma, and it's remarkable. What all have you taught at Cameron in the business school?
I have taught HR management, operations management, organizational behavior. I've taught in the organizational leadership program, and I've taught data-driven decisions and data analysis and just a myriad of courses, business communication, Introduction to Business. I can't even remember all of the classes.
It's awesome to hear. And I always like to ask, because I've had so many students tell me when I ask them, what's been your favorite class or who's been your favorite professor? So many of them say Dr. Brew. And the impact that you've had on your students has been so positive. So about a year ago, about 10 months ago, mm-hmm. I guess, you became the interim dean and now the permanent dean of the College of Graduate. Well, we are thrilled. We are the lucky ones. The dean of the College of Graduate and Professional Studies. Sometimes whenever I talk about the different colleges, people don't know what all is in those. So can you talk a little bit, when we say college, when you say you're the dean of the College of Graduate and Professional Studies, what all do you oversee?
So the College of Graduate and Professional Studies, we hold the three departments or schools that have graduate programs, master's degree programs, which is education, business, and psychology. All of these departments have actually multiple graduate degrees that you can earn. In addition to business, education, and psychology, we have sports and exercise science. From a professional degree standpoint, we're looking to even expand that area. Yep. And we have social sciences, which includes history, but also criminal justice and sociology that's in that area. So they're connected in that they help prepare you for a degree, like a professional degree, where you have to get a certification in order to work in that field.
Well, it's amazing. And one thing, Crystal, that I have been so impressed being here now for a year, but just seeing the hands-on experiential things that your leadership and your college allows and provides our students the opportunities for. I mean, just this year, I've seen so many things, and I just wanted to ask, can you talk a little bit about some of those amazing experiences that your college and the professors and staff in the college have helped make possible for our students?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that these experiential learning opportunities is the thing that differentiates ourselves from other universities, because we know our students, but we want to connect our students with the profession which they're going to. So I can give you a few that are in the Department of Business. Yep. And I can talk about some others outside of that department as well. It's just because I came from the Department
Absolutely.
Of Business, it's so fresh on my mind. You know, one of the things that I think that makes Cameron really special is the stock analysis and bond analysis class that we have.
Absolutely.
A lot of universities have a stock analysis class, an advanced stock analysis class, but they run simulations, but not here. Our students are making financial decisions on a portfolio of live money. It started over 30 years ago with a line of credit with Bank First. Our students have made decisions, financial decisions on that portfolio. We've completely paid back our line of credit. We had a $1 million line of credit, and now we're operating and making decisions on our own funds here. And so that's really exciting because
awesome.
It's not a simulation. It's not a game. It's real money, real-time decisions, working with real brokers.
And it's so great. And to hear the students, you get the sense of how real it is to them.
Oh, yes.
Which impacts their seriousness, but also I've had students tell me, and we're so thankful for our friends at Bank First who are partners in this, I've had so many students who've said that's what got them the job, is when they could talk about their experiencing managing real money here at Cameron.
Absolutely. And I chuckle in a way when I interact with the students and I hear how they make those decisions, especially like during COVID, and what decisions they decided, companies they wanted to back, and what companies they felt like were too risky. It's just really fascinating to be a part of. If you want a class where you don't have a lot of exams and you're doing really live projects, the stock analysis class and the bond analysis class is the way to go. But we have others. We do live projects in our policy class. That's been something that we do every year. It's the culminating capstone class that's in the accounting program and the business of BBA, Bachelor's of Business Administration. And so we do live projects. We've done Peloton, and we've done Tuesday Morning and Skinny Pop. These are real companies. We invite them down. The students act as consultants. They make recommendations based upon decisions that are happening. And I think that those authentic learning experiences are super meaningful. We've also, even in my own class, I teach HR management.
Yep.
I just finished teaching it in the spring. We partnered with Stanley Steemers, and they wanted to create a 360 evaluation for their mid-level managers, and they wanted to have an opportunity or look at ways that they can really embed that into their culture. And so our students created the 360 evaluation and then made recommendations of how Stanley Steemers can then build this into their culture through looking at their mission and how they tie it to their mission. Some of our students may not come out of school with a lot of experience, but they will have experience from our classes.
And I think that's so huge, right? In a world of AI and where entry-level jobs look different than they did even 5 years ago, I think it is more important than ever. And I think at Cameron, we do as good as any school I have ever seen at providing those students the experiences, those types of hands-on, entry-level type experiences while they are in college and in their classes. I also think it's amazing. I got to go, Dr. Brew and I, Jennifer Ellis from the McMahon School of Business, we got to take my students in my sports marketing class this semester to an amazing day, sports marketing day at the Texas Rangers. We went to the game. We got to meet and visit with and have a great panel discussion with their executives. But Crystal, you all are doing so many incredible things. I think you went to the Federal Reserve Bank and you have—
In Dallas in Oklahoma City.
Wow. So talk a little bit about some of those trips and things that we've been able to make possible on that.
through our endowed lectureships and through some of the generous donations from people, our alumni and our community members, we're able to take students to not only learn about what the Federal Reserve does, but experience it and see what it is like. And so I think that makes learning so much more meaningful. We've taken students to the Oklahoma City Thunder Stir. There's been some internship opportunities there, which have actually ended up with one of our students interning for the Thunder in their HR department. And we've taken tours to manufacturing companies, Hennigis, Brahms, Goodyear.
Wow.
So there's an opportunity for students to see things. And I think when you're able to see and experience what a business looks like from the inside, you almost have an opportunity to visualize yourself. I can work in an environment like this. Most of these companies are closed. You just can't walk in to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, I would like a tour of it because of the nature of it.
Yep.
But allowing our students to go in and ask questions and make connections, it just opens up some opportunities.
Well, and we get to see the excitement and the engagement and the opportunities and the doors it opens for students, which is just, that's one of my favorite things of the first year is the trip that I got to go on with the students. And we just, Crystal, thank you so much for what you do on that. So last question. You are so beloved by your colleagues here at Cameron as an exceptional leader and an exceptional professor and an exceptional mentor to students. And so I want to finish by asking you this question. A lot of students listen to this show. Maybe students that are in their program, maybe new freshmen that are coming in this August. What advice would you give our current Cameron University students?
I actually have thought about this a lot, and I think it may surprise some students, but my advice is to fail and to fail often. I think that students are somewhat afraid to fail, and I say quite the opposite, like try something. Don't do it right. Try your best, but it may not be perfect the first time or it may not be acceptable, and you're going to fail, and you're going to have to pick yourself back up, and you have to keep going. I think intelligence is a factor in success, but I would say it's not the most important factor in success.
I would agree with that.
Grit and determination is, to me, the biggest factor in making for a student to become successful. And so don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to not achieve something that you wanted. I think students look at people, professionals. They could look at you and think, oh my goodness, he's the president of the university. Everything must have gone perfect in his life. He may have a charmed life there. But the reality is you have not been accepted for jobs.
Nope.
I have not been accepted for jobs. I have failed.
Absolutely.
Other people have failed. And I think the key factor in success is failing and then getting back up and keep going.
I think that's true in your professional life. I think that's true of challenges that people deal with in their personal or their family life. And I would just say that if you are a Cameron student, a recent graduate, I would encourage you to rewind this episode and listen to the last minute of what Dr. Bruce said, because I cannot think of a better piece of advice to students. And I would say this, Crystal, the most successful people that I know are people that have failed countless times. And they all point to those things that didn't go their way as what led them and allowed them to have the success that they have today. So thank you, Crystal. And thank you for everything you do at Cameron. And thank you for joining us this month on See You Today.
That's been my pleasure.
Well, thank you to Dr. Brew. Thank you to Tyler Kamen. Thank you to everyone who's listening to this month's episode. And we are so excited. I just want to finish with a quick shout out and thank you and congratulations to the class of 2026 who graduated earlier this month. We are so proud of you and we are so excited for the amazing things you have ahead. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Can't wait to visit next time on the See You Today radio show. I'm Shane Hunt. Thanks again and go Aggies.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of See You Today with President Dr. Shane Hunt. Don't forget you can catch us on the last Monday of each month at 6:30 p.m. on KCCU. or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to never miss an episode. For more stories from the heart of Aggie Nation, visit us anytime at kccu.org. Until next time, stay proud, stay strong, and go Aggies.